You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2 week spoilers. These run from Monday, April 8th, all the way through Friday, April 19th, taking us to the week before February sweeps. There is big stuff happening to set up sweeps. And just real quick, so you know, there are several possible B&B preemptions coming this week. I'm going to tell you about those as well. But if you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe, and now let's dive right in. So, Monday, April 8th, 2024, we have Finn comforting Hope Logan. They continue talking. It looks like they're still going to be over at Il Giardino while Deacon remains at the crematorium. And Finn talks more about the loss of his biological mother, Sheila Carter, who, of course, all viewers now know is not dead thanks to that last minute toe count on Cliffhanger Friday. And of course, Hope is continuing to talk about her loss of Thomas. And Finn, of course, is glad and doesn't think that she should give him a second look, but we all know Thomas and Hope isn't done yet. We also have Deacon completely freaking out at the crematorium. The scene that you saw on Cliffhanger Friday continues on Monday. He can't get the body back out of the oven, and those 10 toes are about to be consumed by flames, which means he has no proof. And if he doubts himself at all, you know, hopefully he won't, but he might even question it based on events later in the week. Tuesday, April 9th. This day and Wednesday, the 10th, may be preempted in Mountain and Pacific time zones due to UEFA soccer matches. And there's a slim chance of a preemption on Monday for eclipse coverage. So the Monday one, depending on what they decide, could push these episodes down. We'll just have to wait and see. We won't know until Monday afternoon because they aren't really being clear, but most of the networks are doing some sort of coverage of the total solar eclipse. So on Tuesday, we have Deacon coming back around to tell Finn what happened at the crematorium and why he thinks his mother Sheila is alive, but he is met with skepticism. You know, as far as Finn is concerned, his wife Steffi confirmed, yes, indeed, she stabbed Sheila to death, so it just doesn't make sense to him, and he's still trying to process grief, and then Deacon comes and throws this at him, and it's just a lot to process. Finn leaves from there, and he's going to have a conversation with his wife, Steffi Forster, who, of course, wants to know about the memorial service. She's very ticked off that Hope was there. And, you know, she had that conversation with Liam last week that we all saw. So I'm guessing that Steffi is going to ask him about Hope and is probably going to sling some more mud her way. Meanwhile, at Forster Creations, Hope Logan has a team meeting about Hope for the future. And she wants Luna working with Zenday, which freaks Luna out, and it has her on the brink. She is very stressed at the idea. Everybody's encouraging her to work with Zenday, including her boyfriend, RJ Forster. So it's getting pretty awkward. Wednesday, April 10th, and again, a possible preemption in Mountain and Pacific time zones. If you are preempted, you can watch on Paramount Plus if you have a login there. And if not, you should be able to watch on CBS.com without a login, without going through the paywall, because they do that with unscheduled preemptions. So on Wednesday, we have Finn questioning Deacon. So he talked to Deacon, and then he talks to Steffi, and then he circles back around to Deacon because he wants to know more about, does he really honestly believe this? I mean, he does know that Deacon loved Sheila, and, you know, maybe he thinks he's just unhinged by the grief, or maybe he realizes this thing could have legs. And what's interesting is I think Finn will be optimistic at the idea that his bio mom might be alive, but you know everybody else in his life is going to be angry if they find out he's optimistic. Thursday, April 11th, Luna really, really wants to come clean to RJ Forster, and it finally comes around to him asking her point blank if something happened the night she left Eric's party early, the wedding party thing. And I mean, gosh, I hope she just tells him. I'm not so interested in this plot, and so I just want them to get it out in the open so it blows over and whatever happens, happens, because I'm just tired of all the angst. Meanwhile, speaking of angst, Deacon continues to be tormented, and he gets into a confrontation with Rich Forster. And we know how Ridge feels about this. And I wonder if Ridge is going to say the things to Deacon that he said to Finn. Remember when Ridge called Sheila an animal who I think he said deserved to be put down. So I can anticipate a really nasty and confrontational conversation between the two men. Friday, April 12th, 2024, Finn decides to talk to Steffi about Deacon's theories, allegations, hopes that Sheila might not be dead. And of course, Steffi is going to freak out about this first because she was enjoying some peace of mind knowing that Sheila is dead. And then second, if Sheila is alive, then Steffi wants to know who that is she killed, which means she killed somebody who is not the nine-toed lunatic, and that could cause some serious issues for Steffi. I'm guessing that Ridge is going to be furious about all of this. And Ridge, in fact, that day gives Deacon a harsh reality check, while Zenday opens up to Carter Walton and tells him about his affection for Luna. That takes us to the week of April 15th through 19th. Deacon Sharp, poor guy, is desperate for someone to believe him about Sheila being alive. And honestly, Finn might be his only ally in this, just even considering it as an option. But Finn does remain skeptical, but marginally optimistic on the off chance that Deacon might be correct, even though Finn knows that it will cause problems in his life if she is alive. But Finn's just not somebody to be glad that someone is dead. Steffi and Ridge are furious at the very notion that Deacon thinks Nine Toes isn't dead and what this could mean to the family, but they are also trying to refuse to even open their minds to the possibility of this. And I just wonder how many of these people will remember Sugar, because she was briefly on B&B, but was over on Y&R. So I'm wondering about not the fans, but the characters themselves, if they remember, oh yeah, Steffi had a doppelganger, because that was partly over on Y&R, but then Sugar started out on B&B. So I'm very curious if somebody brings that up, because Deacon's known Sheila for actually a long time, so he might have some awareness there too. Hope Logan tries to adjust to her new normal, but May sweeps could change everything for her and change this whole breakup thing that happened. RJ and Zenday are headed rapidly to a nasty showdown over Luna, with RJ, of course, ready to blame Zenday, even though Poppy's drug popping is the true culprit of that strange night that she spent in bed with his cousin. Although, to be fair, if Zenday wasn't openly flirting with and hitting on Luna, which was inappropriate since she told him no and she had a boyfriend, that's the other reason that this happened, and it shouldn't have happened. And we do expect the Luna daddy issue to creep back into the storylines as we head into sweeps the following week, which kicks off April 22nd. And of course, sweep starts that Thursday. Those are all of our 2 week spoilers. Please click subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see. And be sure and come back every single day, because we are here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.